Going to the lines now, we've got Mike Deuce, who's lead vocalist of Lower Than Atlantis. Very good morning to you, Mike. How are you?
Good morning from sunny Hamburg, Germany.
I'll give you a round of applause. You're in Hamburg in Germany?
I'm in Hamburg, yeah, home of the Hamburglar from McDonald's. I don't think it actually is.
I don't know. You made it up. We go with that. How's it going then, that leg of your tour?
Yeah, it's going really well. Today will be the first day of a ridiculously long tour. I think we come home at the end of May or the beginning of June or something.
Keep the energy levels high. For those of the listeners that may not be that familiar, first of all, why not? Of Lower Than Atlantis. Initially a group of local lads that are doing rather well, should I say. How did it come about and how did you get together in the first place?
Well, me and Ben met each other at West Arts College in the Watford campus, right near in the town, up near the Horn. And we started the band, and originally it was with a couple of other blokes from Watford that were in the band. And then after a couple of years touring, we kind of parted ways, and we met Deck and Eddie, like, doing kind of toilet tours in a horrible grotty pub somewhere, I'm sure.
Toilet tours, I love that.
And they ended up joining the band. They're from Winchester, them two, but yeah, me and Ben are local lads.
Deck and Eddie, that sounds like a cartoon, that could be. That's brilliant, I like that. Deck and Eddie. Tell them I can write some scripts. Make a fortune doing that. School did you go to?
Yeah. I went to Joan of Arc school.
Oh, Joan of Arc, just over in Ricky. Cool. And So you first started. Do you remember ever your first gig?
I do. It was at the rugby club in Watford. Yeah, we were just called Atlantis then, but it sounded like your uncle's covers band or something. So we changed it to Lower Than Atlantis.
The men from Atlantis, you could have been.
Do you know how many people? It must be your age group. How many times I've heard that from like my mum and her mates and stuff. That's a man from Atlantis.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Thanks very much for that. I don't know if that's a compliment or not. No, I don't. Are you still there? What's the best place you've been to, Mike, since you've been doing it? I mean, now you've travelled far and wide. What's the best place?
We really like Japan. It's like being inside a 90s PC computer, but from the future.
That
makes any sense.
It does, yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
And Australia, Melbourne and Australia is probably all of our collectively, like, our favourite place, I would say.
It is fantastic. It's been a mental, mad 10, 11 years for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
And, long may that continue. What about people you've met? When you was growing up, who was your sort of people you looked to and thought, you know, I love them musicians or them bands or the singers or their artists?
The reason that I play guitar, and probably the reason I'm in a band now, is because of a band called Blink-182. And they've taken us on tour a couple of times, which is, like, definitely one on the bucket list of life. Pretty cool.
So would you say, like, people you've met, that's kind of been the pinnacle of it for yourselves?
I'd say so, yeah. We've played with Linkin Park as well, just before R.I.P. Chester passed away, which cool for us to get to do before, no.
Before that happened, yeah, absolutely. Blink-182, yeah. I saw them at Reading a few years ago when I was down there. And you've done that as well, haven't you, Reading?
Yeah, we have been lucky enough to play the main stage a couple of times. I assume that when I have kids, I'll be the coolest dad in the world when I show them that poster.
Oh, you wait. Yeah, you were. You won't be like old duffer like me. You'll be the coolest dad in the world. The UK tour...
It'll be embarrassing.
Yeah. I was that man from Atlantis, you'd be saying then. Say hello to your mum. I don't know her, but we're on the same wavelength. UK tour starts on the 2nd of April, and I've looked at it. It's kind of 22 dates in just 6 weeks. That's a lot of travelling just around the UK in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, well, the reason for this tour, like, five or six UK tours we've played have all just been, like, major cities. We've played, like, bigger venues in the city, and I guess the idea is for people to kind of travel in. But this time we wanted to kind of go out to the further reaches and kind of go to people instead of traveling to see us, kind of thing. So we're playing in, like, more intimate venues. We're playing, like, some older songs, which you also kind of don't get to do when you're playing those bigger venues. It's like single, couple of older ones, B-sides, things like that. You know, it should be last.
It'd be brilliant. You're going to places such as Lincoln, Cambridge, Swansea, Gloucester, Bath, Exeter, Southampton, Brighton, Oxford, Reading, Liverpool, Aberdeen, Edinburgh, just to name a few. And of course, you're here in Watford, your hometown, on the 13th of April at the Watford Coliseum. You must be looking forward to that, aren't you?
We are, big fan. This show is on my head, by the way. This was at my request that we played in Watford. So you have to, I don't know.
So this is all thanks to you?
Yeah, you have to save my head from the chopping block, coming down and making it a memorable gig.
Absolutely, yeah. No, it's great that you wanted to do that as well, Mike. Look, Mike, thanks for taking the time out. I know you've got a busy schedule, you and the lads. Looking forward to seeing you here in Watford. And if you ever do get time, I know you're busy, 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 always come and stick your head in here at Vibe and on the breakfast show, because I'll make you a cup of tea, coffee, whatever you want, and you're more than welcome.
How could I turn that down?
There you go, Mike. everyone, that's Mike Deuce on his Mike Deuce from Lower Than Atlantis on a busy, busy tour. And we look forward to seeing you here on the 13th of April. Thanks, Mike.
No worries. Thanks for having me.